first off, I should ask with James.
Yeah.
I've noticed last game there you had 4th and 1.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was on your own 49-yard line, and mm-hmm. decided to go for it, and you called his number. And I've noticed you do it a lot this year. Just what is it about that situation? Because he just described mm-hmm. it as he doesn't want to be like a pansy.
Oh, James. Well, no, James is he's gained everyone's respect through his play the first few games here. And, we all know how tough he is and how physical a player he is. And he's definitely not afraid to take a chance there and go quarterback sneak. And, the biggest thing for us is to make sure no one touches him. So, we just try and protect him as much as we can.
As far as the offensive line in general, how would you assess it through 4 games now?
We've improved every game, but the biggest thing is we've shown spurts of what we can do and what we're capable of, but consistency. We got to really focus on being consistent every snap. James has shown how good of a quarterback he is. Marcus, we know, is a great running back, and the biggest thing is consistency as an offensive line, doing what we can to make sure that every snap they're able to show off their abilities.
How's it been working as far as the guard rotation goes? Because I noticed you.
Mm-hmm.
You guys were switching around Tobin and Geddes and Sheriff, kind of getting all three of them.
Yeah, we've been kind of switching around a lot throughout camp, so we're used to playing next to each other, and no matter they're playing left or right, it doesn't seem to ever be too big of a deal. And we got a few good players, and no matter who's in there, it seems like we have someone who can help us out.
How about for you personally? How would you say the season's gone as opposed to last year? You're kind of just getting accustomed to being that starter, and now it seems more routine for you.
I'm glad I have a year under my belt before I faced a team like ULM. They ran some different looks, so having experience in that aspect helped a lot. But, and just trying to do things faster and working at a faster pace overall in general.
How do you spend this bye week? Because I would imagine this is one of those weeks where it's like, you can relax.
Yeah, you don't want to relax too much. You want to keep your foot on the pedal a little bit. Obviously, physically, pull back a little bit and try and relax. But you can get a real jump on film work and things like that right now, and that's one of the beauties of the bye week, and the biggest thing is taking advantage of that mentally.
How much film do you watch, and how much of it is spent on focusing primarily on Penn State being your next game?
This week, try and get in there once a day and just throw on a few tapes. You don't have to watch all the cut-ups, like you would during a game week, but you can just slowly start integrating it in and making sure that you're still getting your rest. But, you don't want to step away from football because, it is. It's just 1 week, and, we got a long stretch ahead of us.
How much do you remember specifically from that trip 2 years ago? I know, obviously,
yeah.
You guys won.
Nah.
Just, the things that still kind of stand out when you think back on that.
Playing at Penn State, that's one of the most rare experiences in college football. They have a great college atmosphere out there, and I know my mom actually went to school out there for a few years, and she loved it. And I had a cousin who just graduated a few years back, and it's just a great college, great environment, and it's just one of those places that it's really hostile, and you really have to be spot on and focused, ready to play.
Is this the right time for a bye week, kind of after non-conference and before the conference played, or would you rather have it a little later?
Whenever's good. Right now it's a chance to step back and really evaluate how the first 4 weeks went, focus on what you can improve on, and take time to rest and gear up for a long Big Ten schedule.